Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black, the one, the only, the man they call Derek.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're going to review AEW Dynamite for May 8th, 2024. Yeah, it's a different episode of Dynamite tonight. I think it came in, and the resounding feeling I saw within the community of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you go to get your wrestling stuff, was kind of like, I don't know how the show's going to be. The card's not good. But we went into many shows, and it was better than we thought going into it. So
right, yeah,
that's how I went into a lot of these. So we'll see. I'm interested to see what you guys thought of the show. We're going to go through it match by match, give you our breakdown. And yeah, we're building towards Double or Nothing. So with that being said, we're going to hit the intro. We're going to talk a little Fight Forever at the end. We got some new DLC announced today. And yeah, we're going to have some fun. So let's get it. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, it can never be you.
Yeah.
I was doing the Uncle Jerome.
Hey, teach your man how to squabble.
Slap your daddy.
Yeah.
Uncle Jerome from Snowfall is a wild character if you don't know who we're referring to. Thank you for everyone who has joined us tonight. Do me a favor. Make sure you hit the like button on the stream. Leave a comment down below. Subscribe, hit the subscribe button if you're a fan. Mondays, we have a show called Clash of the Podcast where myself and Sean Hubbard come together to bring you all the latest and greatest in pro wrestling. We talk wrestling from all around the world, WWE, AEW, MLW, TNA, you name it. We'll talk about it if it's hot in the world of pro wrestling. So make sure you guys are subscribed to Clash of the Podcast, which is right here on Everything Pro Wrestling. Also subscribe to my guy, Sean Hubbard, your guy.
My guy Hubs.
Make sure you guys give him a subscribe. I'm going to put his link into the chat box now. Derek, how are you today?
I'm cooling, Brody. How about you?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. It's been a long day.
It has been a long day.
Let's give some shout outs to the chat here. Terrell 317, first one in the house. Who remembers when Cody called himself the Forbidden Door? I do. Cody wasn't wrong about that. Cody was feeling himself towards the end there.
He was.
I ain't mad at it, though. Cody's still my favorite EVP out of all of them. Yeah. I'll stand on that noise.
Yeah. I wouldn't change that at all.
Yeah. Honestly, I kind of miss his ideas sometimes from the show. Matt Lopez says, hello, everyone. Good evening. Hope everyone had a good day. What's good, Matt? Appreciate you. Easy baby. It says, redacted Adam Copeland and Kyle had such a day of reckoning backstage promos down to the weird lip sync by Kyle at the end. Gotta put that old SmackDown 2 to it. Do do do. Do do do. The Brood, I'm giving a bloodbath. BJ says, I get TV structure, but I would have much rather had that match have the overrun than the Elite segment. That felt like a cool down from the last match more than the ending to the show. I mean, you got Danielson's return. You had to hype it up big time. I get that you could always argue structure. BJ, tell me where you would have placed that then instead. I'm interested to know that part. Our guys over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot, Jesse and James. Down. What's good? Oh, you didn't know? You better call somebody. That was back when I liked Road Dogg. Now he gets you'll know when he says something. He gets that comment. Put their link in the chat. Wrestling Shoot goes live on Tuesdays. If you like WWE 2K24 and Pro Wrestling Talk, subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Shoot. You might even see me on there making a guest appearance every now and again. Chad's in the house. What up, Conrad and Derek? What's good, Chad?
What up?
Appreciate you. Black Rob in the house. Black Rob run the mob.
Yo.
Mike from The Rock. It's The Rock in your area. Gabe in the house. Gabe, what's good? Yo, Gabe, what's up, man? No CM Punk love? I saw your comment on Twitter. Come on, man. How you gonna hate on Punk, man? That's my guy. I'm trying to figure out if Gabe likes him or not. I couldn't tell. Eric Douglas. Yo, do you think MJF comes back for Forbidden Door? No, I think he's out for the year.
Yeah.
Once I heard he needed surgery for that, I forgot what he tore. Was it a labrum?
Probably. Yeah, it was a labrum, yeah.
Yeah, he's cooked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Eric, I don't see that happening. Connor says, yo, hey, yo, EPW fam, what's good? What are you up? E says, Cody ain't doo-doo.
Let's go.
Yo, come on with that, D. That's hating, bro.
Is it?
That's hating. Bro, I've eased up a lot. Come on. Nah. Gotta ease up on that.
You should never ease up on the turncoats.
Okada in a hardcore type match is going to be wild. It is.
Yeah,
it is. It is. Eric Doug is like, really can't stand the EVPs right now. I hope. Woo! Eric coming in with fire, bro. BJ says, I would have placed Kenny announcement first and then the Copeland announcement at the start of the show. Then do this after the Christian backstage segment at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Respect.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. BJ, look at, he took a day off and he came back and became a champion again in the chat. He has stolen the belt back. It's all right. I got you, Beach. I got you. I'm watching you, sir. Yeah, so appreciate everyone who's in here. Like I said, if you're watching somewhere else, I know there's people on Twitch, people on Twitter watching. I thank you. Subscribe to me. Follow me on Twitter at EPW Show is the handle. Man. All right, let's get into this show, shall we? Let me pull up the notes here for us. All right, let's go back into this. We open up with Adam Copeland, Derek, your boy, backstage, setting things up. How are you feeling about this, Derek?
I like where this is going.
Well, the no DQ stipulation. We're not going to get you're jumping to the ending here.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Actually, I like the no DQ stipulation.
See?
I think it fits very well.
See? It works.
It does work. In this situation with these types of wrestlers, I think having that stipulation works tremendously.
I should have set this up better. Interviewer backstage is talking to Copeland. He says he just got off the phone with Tony Khan. Tony Khan has approved his match to being a no DQ match with Brody King tonight. I think that was the right call. You got to be careful with stipulations too. Do you feel like AEW overuses the stip sometimes? Like there's too many no DQ matches and stuff?
Sometimes. So I think they overuse that sometimes. The one thing that they overuse a lot is the no countouts.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, well, not the no countouts. I mean, more so like, the no countouts. But also, like, the tag team, like, hey, you got to get out.
Well, that's just not following the rules. I'm just saying stipulation-wise, like, cage match, we're going to do this kind of match, that kind. Is it too much? Chat, same question to you. Does AEW rely on their stipulations too heavily, you think?
I think for certain matches, I believe they do. For certain matches. Some of them...
Like, we haven't seen the lights out in a while, so now I'm like, that's special again. Like, if someone announces that, I'm like, I'm with it.
Right, yeah. If you throw a lights out match in there, like, okay, all right, that's cool. I think the hardcore is used a lot.
Yeah, there's no DQ, street fights.
Yeah, I think that's used a lot. And don't get me wrong, I'm always up for a no DQ or a hardcore match, but ain't.
McKinney says, yo, I'm here to listen to the dynamic duo of Wednesday night EPW and to tell the tale that it was AEW Dynamite and let y'all know I got Minnesota versus Knicks in the finals. Bold prediction. Ooh, I got Celtics versus whoever wins in the Minnesota Nuggets series. I don't know, man. I'm hoping Minnesota pulls it off, man, but it's always been hard to root for them since I was a kid, man.
This is true. Very, very true.
Oh, but. 4, I think, was the closest we ever had, where it was like KG, Wally Zerbiak, and Latrell Sprewell.
But listen, though, bro, if they play like they did last night.
Yo, the key is to keep Cat on Joker. That's it.
Yeah.
Let him stay on him, and I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, don't deviate away from that.
Matt brings up, remember, Collision and Rampage will be on TBS, not TNT, this Saturday. We do have that programming note right here for you. So if you don't know, this Saturday, May 11th, Collision and Rampage will be on TBS if you're setting your DVRs. I don't know if you guys watch it later.
DVR.
I'm home sometimes and I get to watch it live. I should be good this Saturday. I think next Saturday is when I got something to do. But make sure that you guys have this penciled into your notebook. Let's get into the first matchup for the show. Orange Cassidy versus Trent Beretta. Different. We get a countdown clock in the corner showing the face-to-face with Swerve and Christian, letting you know it's going to be at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Okay, you want to see the world champ?
I think that was a really good idea.
Stick around. Definitely borrowing some ideas from the bank of WWE with, like, Raw, like, countdown to Cody's promo, stuff like right. that. Nothing wrong with it. If it works, it works. I'm interested to see how that segment did because of that.
Right.
Orange and Trent. I talked about this match with Jesus before, and yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if people are really into this. Are you feeling the Trent and Orange? I think you were more into it than he was.
I am. I like it because I definitely feel like this was in the making. This was definitely in the making because you could see Trent just gradually backing out, not getting the shine that he should get or what he might deserve. And excuse me, it's all going to Orange Cassidy. So, yeah, why not? Why would I not feel the way that I feel?
Touche. Looks like Chuck Taylor is retired, is kind of how they made it sound. He might be done permanently, so this might have been the reason for the split.
Right.
Yeah, they were brawling in the crowd in this one. I don't think it was announced as no DQ.
Like you I don't said. Think it was.
Yeah, so they were just like, forget the rules, let them go out there and do a little bit. But if you knew you were making a no DQ match later, is it too much? I don't know. That's why I posed that question to you guys earlier. I still want to hear from you guys on that too. They brawl in the crowd. Don Callis is on commentary. He's kind of been playing into this. I still think in the end, Trent joins Don Callis' family.
Yeah. I can see it happening.
But Don's been leaning more into Orange as of late.
Yeah, I think at this point in time, I think he's playing devil's advocate a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's watching what Orange's next move is so he can tell Trent so that he's prepared.
Right. Put two against each other.
Trent goes into an exposed turnbuckle, gets rolled up by Orange. Orange gets the win. I can see this carrying through into Double or Nothing, and like if they're doing one of those battle royal matches, I don't know if it's gonna be like a tag or for the TNT title or the world title shot, but
I would do it for the TNT title.
I don't know. I might do one for the tag too, but I'll more on that why later. But they gotta. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing here with this. I don't know how you continue the story. I don't think this is a Double or Nothing pay per view match.
It's not. I don't think it's that important. Not to say that it's not important, but it's not important. Like it's not something that where we would sit here and be like, okay, yo, I'm really thriving on this. I don't get that feeling from this. So I think it's more so a situation where it's all right, let's scratch the surface, be done with it, move on.
Maybe this is the match where you could apply the lights out stipulation though, to where it's like that important.
Actually, you know what? That would be perfect. Because now Orange has purpose. I think in these regular matches, I don't think Orange has purpose. I think this is something that we don't, like even tonight, I feel like watching them wrestle shouldn't have happened. I think it should have been, I think this should be a cat and mouse game.
Well, I think it's a storytelling game because he won with a roll up and I was like, that's not really how Orange probably wanted to win this. Right, it's not definitive. He said Excalibur said letting them go because the match was important. Okay. Matt said, I feel they should have saved OC and Trent for the pay-per-view. I don't know if it's a pay-per-view matchup, though. I feel like you need it more. I feel like this could main event, like, Collision, Rampage, even Dynamite. You just got to put them in that position for it to, like, this is going to be big time and matter.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to get that from the pay-per-view. He said, was it too many steps in the Attitude Era or nah? I think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for me, at least. Attitude Era, wait, dude, how many Judy Bagwell on a polls that we see? Or if you lose, you will be so-and-so's servant for like a month. What? What?
Oh, shoot.
Right? Johnny Bean says, sup, Conrad, Derek, I don't want to cry anymore. I watched the I watched all the episodes of TNA in 2007 today. More than Dynamite, and that was interesting. TNA? I'm trying to remember. What happened in 07 in TNA? This better be something good. TNA didn't always have good years. Check messages. Hold on here. BJ said, I'm not sure if it's on my end, but there's a bit of static in the audio. Hold on here. Hold up. Hold on, players. We're going to try to... mute and then fix this here. Why would there be that? Hold on. Let's fix this. Okay. How is that? Better? Worse? Someone let me know in the chat. Someone give me some updates, some feedback.
Updates, updates. Let's go.
All right, let's see here. All right. Y'all trying to pull a Wyatt six here. No, no. See, I didn't know it was off. You guys gotta tell me if there was some static. I can't hear it. Bossman versus Hardcore Holly smashing pitchers over each other's head is dope. That was for the hardcore division, though. That's all right for them.
Right, yeah. That works perfectly for them.
I'm good now. Yo, intern. Yeah, you might be able to hear him. He's like right next to the wall right here.
Boom.
Say Sally, sweet Sally Struthers. Struthers. Sweet Sally Struthers. Cut it out, Rob. Red leather, yellow leather.
Are you giving me lip, boy?
We need an AEW hardcore title, you mean? I don't know if we need that. I don't think it works in today's. Because here's the thing with the hardcore title that I always wonder. I'm like, yo, Crash Holly's getting beat with broomsticks and stuff. How come he can't beat Stone Cold? And they just wrestling a match. That's how I always felt.
That's very true. That's very true.
What up, Rockstar?
At this point, I don't think that'd be a good idea for them.
Uh-oh. He's Johnny Bean said, I watched the one where Joe faced Angle. All right, that's all right. That's some good stuff then. If Orange won tonight, the feud is over, because if you really wanted to dig deep, this has been brewing since OC gave Trent a Continental title shot, but this is not pay-per-view worthy, in my opinion. I think it's just due to how Trent was built up, but if you know the backstory behind them, you can be invested in this, too, a little bit, if you're a real like fan of the best friends. I don't know. You guys tell me. Once again.
It's a nice thought to keep it going, but I don't think it will have enough momentum behind it.
Because there was a post-match beatdown. Orange gets pile-driven on the steel steps. Trent did a nice save on that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Putting that foot down. And Callis, Statlander, and officials are trying to break up the fight. It's weird, though, because Statlander has went off doing her own thing, but she's coming back to the best friends. They're trying to add depth to this. So, yeah. Yo. Let me see here. Up by 10. Knicks are going to take game 2. Good. Good to hear. E says, this is Yuta's fault. Everything is Wheeler Yuta's fault. Check the tape on BTE. Trent never liked him, and he turned on them. This is true. Yuta should have been accepted into the best friends more. I blame that. But also, don't forget, we have some New Japan Pro Wrestling coming up. You got a great event, Resurgence, happening on Saturday, May 11th as well.
Resurgence.
Yeah, so if you guys want to check that out, you're going to get some Tanahashi versus Zack Sabre Jr., Mustafa Ali versus Leo Rush. Let's go. Gabe Kidd, Eddie Kingston, Lance Archer versus Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb, homie. Let's go. We got ourselves a rematch here for the New Japan Strong Tag titles. Stephanie McCurr is on the card defending the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Lots of good match. I believe it's against Alex Windsor. And then, yeah, Mox and Shota is the match I want to see. Mm. Shota's my pick to, like, take over after. I think Shota's going to be the one. Ooh. Give it to my guy, Shooter. But
Shooter McGavin.
Knicks win. Knicks win. I'm expecting that message from my boy Hub soon. He'll be in here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's coming. It's coming.
Mustafa Ali versus Leo Rush will be fire.
Yo, real quick. How do you feel about Leo Rush's gimmick?
The new one?
Yes.
I want to see it in action fully.
I don't like it from what I've seen so far.
I don't know. Jonathan Gresham has a new one, too, where he's like a octopus and, like, he's spitting up, like, black goo. And then once he infects his opponents, we're waiting to see what happens with it. But he just did it to Kushida, and he was spitting up the black goo. Hmm. It feels like Tusk a little bit. Haven't seen the movie, but just saying.
This dude wants to watch that movie. it ain't the movie that you think it's about to be, bro.
5 stars, baby.
It is a 5-star movie, but it ain't that kind of movie that you think it's about to be.
You gotta stop hating, bro. We get a Jack Perry promo that was shown previously with him throwing water bottles and throwing water on his face. I just don't know. I can't buy into Jack Perry, tough guy.
Oh, God. Jack Perry.
Prince Rockstar says Leo Rush's gimmick is not new. He's had this before. I've never seen him do this gimmick before. Where did he do it? Let me know, Rockstar, because I haven't seen this before. When I saw the video of it, it was my first time seeing it, from him at least.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Not to say that it's not true and you're wrong. Not saying that.
It's new to me.
It's new to me, yeah.
You know, it's like if you've never seen an episode of Rugrats, you start watching it, it's new to you, player. I get it.
That's very true.
Yeah, Jack Perry, tough guy promo. I ain't buying it.
Pass.
He said on the indies, but where? Because I've seen him in CZW. I've seen him in a lot of places. I've never seen him do it before. But
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's cool, but it seems to be over the top a little bit.
I gotta see what he does. I gotta see what it is. Like,
have you seen the look?
I've seen the look. Oh. I saw what he did a little bit with it, but I only saw like highlights. So I'm like, let me see this in full blown action, and then maybe we can get some comparisons in.
Yeah, that won't do it justice. You definitely got to see it.
Kenny Omega's up on the screen next, but he's in like a hospital, kind of.
Right.
He's out there, and Kenny cuts a promo, and he says that he's making a match at Double or Nothing. It's going to be Anarchy in the Arena, and it's going to be the Elite versus FTR and two partners of their choosing who they will make it known to them tonight who that will be.
Right.
Ta-da! That's fine. So this is a great way to keep Kenny on TV, but also Kenny is out now. Yeah. So they've given him a storyline reason and something to do when he's ready to come back.
Right. And I think with the injury and the possible diverticulitis, I think this is good for him. Cause I think he's been wrestling with AEW for a very, very long time. And I don't remember like the last time where he even took like a couple weeks hiatus.
I couldn't tell you either. Yeah.
I just think it's perfect for him.
Yeah, let him just get what he needs done and then focus. We get a promo from Serena Deeb. I don't know how I felt about this. Serena Deeb was trying to have like this moment, be very serious, and the Edmonton crowd sounded like they wanted to have fun. It just sounded like it didn't line up really.
Yeah. There's a time and a place, and for Serena Deeb, I feel like that was the wrong place to do that.
I just think that what she wanted to communicate wasn't going to work, and maybe they should have tried to like pivot away,
right,
and just focus on the match instead of focus on why she was out.
Right.
And such, because I feel like she's supposed to be the baby face, but it doesn't feel like that. It felt like they thought they were supposed to boo her.
Yes.
Because I can't tell if she's a baby face or heel right now, truthfully.
I want to say she's in...
it's like a tweener.
Yeah, I was going to say she's in like limbo as trying to figure out like if she needs to be a heel or needs to be a face. Like the start of the interview definitely sounds like a face delivery. But I feel like she still has that heel mentality.
Right. Matt Lopez says respect to Edmonton showed up for Dynamite. There was fear with the Stanley Cup playoffs that the crowd wasn't going to be that big. You know, Canada, if they want more shows there, you got to show up, man. That's part of the battle, too. Rockstar said it's his dark side persona. I'm going to have to look this up, Rockstar, what you're saying, because I haven't seen this before. I'll see if I can find it on YouTube. BJ said he took a healing break after the Belt Collector's days. Yeah, he did have to heal up after that.
Well, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, he was tore up from, like, he was saying he was tore up from New Japan days, though. Whoa. So, yeah, he spent a long time with that. Oh, and back to the D promo. So, D comes out, interrupted Toni Storm. She knocks her out. Luther has to carry her off. They're trying to build the women's title matchup. I think that's still going to be a great women's title match despite this segment.
Bro, without a doubt. I think... I think I would like for them to do this correctly. Like, don't drop the ball, please, because this could be really, really good.
I think the women's division is still the best division right now.
I agree, 100%, 100%. I just think there are things that need to be just polished just a little bit. Nothing heavy, nothing crazy. Just some small stuff to make it better than what it already is.
Right? Yeah, E says she's always been a heel, but now she's talking about seizures and about what's up. Yeah. And like, I feel like Tony's not really a heel either. Like, I feel like a lot of stuff is just mixed up. Like, the people love Tony, but she's supposed to be a heel. Yeah. Deeb is a heel, but I think they want her to be the face. And they're working it out. People will decide what they are, and then they'll come with it.
That is true.
ML says that the Iron Claw will be on Max on Friday. I may have to check that out to see. Did y'all see the Biron Unic Real Madrid game? I did not see any soccer. Haven't watched soccer in about a minute.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me. I pick it up here and there, though.
Yeah, I got to definitely be just strolling across the channels and it's on.
Right.
Serena always comes off as a heel to me, McKinney says, due to the way she brags about her 1,001 holds and hurting people. This will be a great match, but the promo battle will be lackluster, in my opinion. Okay.
Well, I don't think I would hold that against her, I guess. I think she has a straightforward delivery where you can sit there and be like, all right, was she a heel or is she not a heel? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I like more. I'm not sure if I like her in limbo or a heel or a face.
Football, you uncultured Americans. B-Boy Skyline, welcome. I'm not putting up your disrespectful statement that you put in the chat there. Can't have that, brother. Can't have that. Serena is better as a heel, and Tony character is too fun and entertaining to get booed. Like I said, I'm going to let them rock and do what they're going to do. Let's get into the next matchup, which kind of had implications based on this. It was Mariah May versus Harley Cameron. And Harley Cameron impressed in this match. I think Eric Douglas brought that up. I thought she did really good.
She did. This is her first match, right?
First match that I've seen, I think, in any company. I've never seen her wrestle before.
Okay. Well, this is another
She might have been on, like, Rampage or Dark.
Rampage or Dark. Okay. I think this is another situation where we have a superstar, a female superstar on our hands. Well, actually, two of them, because these two are really, really good. You have two of them on our hands, which are going to give us exactly what we want in this industry. And for this division.
Yeah. Matt Wright, Harley was wiling on her. Oh, no, that was E. Harley was wiling on Mariah this whole week on social media. Yes. Yes, they were building up. I hope Mariah wins the mid-card title soon so that they can both be champions. Got to remember, there's only two belts, guys. Right. Two belts. And I think that's tied up with other stuff. Mariah May's kind of in the world title picture right now. So got to be easy with some of this.
True. And they might have hinted at the beginning of that, but I digress.
it'll reveal in time.
Yes.
They said it was her first Dynamite match, but she won two previously on Rampage or Collision. Yeah. I think I remember seeing her wrestle or hearing that she did. T-Ferg, welcome. AW has a low-key stacked women's division. Didn't TK mention on AW, didn't mention an all-women's show a year ago? I think he got asked about it. I don't know if I would do that, though.
Yeah, because... How do you keep the attention span?
I mean, if you like women's wrestling, you would enjoy it. But
I mean, yeah, no, like I think the both of us would enjoy it.
I think variety is the best thing for all divisions. Focus on your tag, your trios, whatever you're going to be focused on, and take care of that.
Yeah, that once you take care of that, everything else will fall into place.
Mariah May gets a win over Harley Cameron. Death Valley driver between the legs for the win. Not a Mitch Nuke driver, but I was still satisfied nonetheless. Oh. Soraya was out there too. She tries to assist in a post-match beatdown, but Mina comes down to make the save after a little sippy of the champagne, and they move on. I was with it. It was cool.
Yes. I would like to see her wrestle somebody that's going to push her to her limits.
Who is her? Pronouns, pal.
Oh.
Mina?
Mina, yes. My apologies.
Maybe this is it. Maybe it's a tag match. I would be interested in seeing it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I don't have any issue with that. So I don't know. I guess sometimes... Sometimes we look at these companies, they get people, and then they hold them for like in what seems like an eternity.
I think there's just a lot of talent on both companies. I've been seeing people advocating for like AEW to do a brand split. I don't know how I feel about that, but...
Yeah. That one might be... Yeah.
I'm not... I don't know.
That one might be tough.
Going back to the promos here, Pac is asked about Death Triangle, and Bullet Club Gold shows up.
Bang, bang.
They got three sets of belts now. This has to be a rib at this point. They're coming out, and they're talking about Death Triangle. He was like, they're all dead. And he was just like, no, they're not going to make it. So it looks like Death Triangle and Bullet Club Gold might be getting into it. Rey Fénix, Penta, and Pac versus them?
Oh.
Yes.
That right there?
That's pay-per-view worthy.
That is definitely pay-per-view worthy. That, oh, God. That
put that on Double or Nothing. Make that the opener. Oh, man. Calling it.
Bro, that's a still a match of the night title for you.
Whew. Right? Yeah. Pac looked like what Kendrick did to Drake this week. You guys gotta chill. By the way, the promo song for our video this week was BBL Drizzy.
Oh.
Not appropriate, Derek. Terrell said, sorry I'm late. He stepped away to watch the Knicks game. They won. We were updated in here. Trust me, everybody was saying Knicks and Rangers might go all the way. NYC is going to have a heart attack. Come on now. I need y'all doing them crazy old Knicks videos again.
Yo,
Bing bong! Who's the best? He said mirror match. Hey. We got a fire House of Black promo with Malakai Black versus talking about Adam Copeland.
Murder.
That's the match that they need to have the one-on-one, but I feel like they might be saving that for the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Do you belt Malakai is the question if they get to that point. I want them to, but I could see like the, if you're leaving, I'm not giving you anything.
Right, yeah. This one's tough.
No, they don't, E. I want no problems. I see people joining our division again. What's up, OBJ? What is going on? Why do people have to come into the Bills division? Like, why? Yo, you know how many doo-doo divisions there are where people could just take over? Like, just go take over. Instead, we all spend all our time just beating each other up. Patriots, Dolphins, Bills.
Jets
when they're ready. You know what I mean? Like, come on, fam. Get out of this division, man. We get all these cool, sick free agents that were busting each other up. And guess who wins? None of us. None of us, because Tom Brady's gone and now we can't win nothing. Tired of this mess. Derek knows. I get mad every time he says it to me. Y'all might be not number one this year. Cut it out. Cut it out.
Looks like y'all may falter.
Pat burnt up a picture of Adam Copeland from his childhood. I liked it. I thought this was very well done.
Yes.
Derek, okay, you're Tony Khan. Mm-hmm. Copeland losing to Malachi if you book it at the pay-per-view. Yay or nay?
Yes.
Here he goes. I want all the smoke. All right. When we don't make the playoffs, then you're going to be ready to fire people. You're going to want heads on a platter. They talking like that now. NFC East. That's what I'm saying. Wide open. Some of them divisions are cheeks, bro. How are you like 6-11? You're like, playoffs, baby. Like, what? Bro, Derek knows, we missed the playoffs one time, bro. We had like double-digit wins. How do you think it felt to be a Bills fan that year? Like, I'm sorry, guys. Not today.
Oh, my God. I remember that year, bro.
Is that like Rex Ryan years or something? I don't remember.
Dude, first of all, Rex Ryan doesn't need a coach ever again. Sorry. No disrespect with all
of you. I wasn't a fan.
Nah, he has like – We got to be the tough. We got to be the tough guy team. Like sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
We're done talking about Rex Ryan on this show. Darn it,
Riggity Rex,
NFC North. I don't know who that is. Rex Ryan. Look up. I was gonna make some jokes, but I'm gonna leave that alone. I was gonna make up some jokes that people got fined for, but it's not appropriate here. We get an elite promo in the back, yada yada. Who cares? They basically just say, like, Kenny, we're gonna be out there later on tonight,
right?
Cool. And now they say, good luck, Swerve, and make some weird faces. So now we're at the 9 o'clock hour. Whose house?
Swerve's house.
Swerve Strickland and Christian come out and go face to face. Swerve delivered a great line in this about Kendrick and Drake, and he said, I'm going to beat you like Kendrick beat Drake this week. And then he also mentioned a line about another fake-ass father from Toronto. Not my words, his words. Not my words, his words. But I thought it was money.
Yeah, it definitely hit the spot. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be enough to...
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, gosh. He says, shush, nope, no kink shaming. I'm talking about when they lost and then they kept making those remarks and got in trouble.
Right.
Technically, he never said it, but they were like, you knew what you were doing.
Right.
Fine. I'll have to explain afterwards. But, hey, you do you, Rex. I ain't mad at him. Like, hey, he tried in Buffalo. I'm more upset with him about that 3-4 he tried to bring here. That garbage out. It worked for the Jets 1 year. 1 year.
Oh, bro. Well, that might be different now.
No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about no Rex Ryan. I'm done with this. I'm mad about this segment here. How dare anyone disrespect Mother Wayne, number one.
Mother Wayne.
Number two, BBL Drizzy. Yes.
BBL.
Yo, that was a great line. I don't care what anybody says. He got him good. Swerve did get mollywopped here. So right when Christian and his fam thought they had him, the Mogul Embassy shows up. And gosh.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they turned on him. Rob had called it. They took their sweet old time with it.
They did. It's nice to see something different. I get what you're trying to do with them. You know, it's no longer a all for one for all situation. You have the title, but you have left your family on the wayside.
Why is the Swerve celebrated with them? Maybe some neglect there. The jealousy is there. You should have known not to trust Brian Cage when he was coming out wearing Sting gear. I told y'all not to trust this man. How dare they? And y'all better push Bishop Khan too. I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
Toa Leona. Like, come on now. You gotta make this happen here. But what I don't know. What do you guys think, man? Was on ROH lately. He said, Nana, where are you? Oh, okay. Well, there it is.
Right.
Nana got beat up though.
Right, yeah, you gotta give him some time to.
I say keep Nana with Swerve.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Chris is always gonna milk it. You can take the boy out of the WWE, but you can't take it out of the boy. Let's go. Chris is doing great though. Christian's been fantastic for AEW.
If anything, Christian is
one of
the biggest bright spots for AEW.
Yo, did you happen to notice, chat, same thing when they asked Christian about the Hall of Fame this week? I don't know, he was doing some podcast where he was on a stage or something, and they were like, Christian, what do you think about going into the WWE Hall of Fame? He was like, what Hall of Fame? Is there a building? Does this place exist anywhere? Oh, okay. Talk to me when it does, man. I was like, whoa. So the embassy is done then. I don't know what you do with the embassy. Their services are available, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe Tully's coming back. Gates of Agony.
I think if you split them up, for obvious reasons, I feel like someone's going to stay and someone else will go to Ring of Honor.
I don't know. See, here's the problem, though. I feel like they're just putting themselves right back in the same positions that they were in. And I feel like they want Cage to break out. I don't know what you do with them. I don't think putting them with Christian's the wave, though.
No. Yeah, no. Let them do it on their own now. They've been rocking for a while. Let them do it on their own.
We'll see. Let's see. These guys are talking about Barry Sanders and stuff in the chat. Would like to see Swerve form a new stable, T-Ferg says. Are we ever going to get Swerve Keith Lee blood feud? Maybe Ricky Starks versus Swerve? I think you could do either one of those matches if you wanted to. I think Swerve and Keith Lee has more meaning behind it if you could finally get to the match.
Right, yeah.
And I think they could crush it if you let them. Christian always wilding on press conferences. He's on his MJF. Nana basically abandoned the embassy for the world champion. Hey, get that money, man.
Right.
Get that money. Let's see here. Nah, they not with Christian. The Bucks gave him the idea. Yeah, the Bucks alluded to that after. Yes. So I think that this means Swerve's going to end up feuding with someone within their camp. Maybe you put Keith Lee with them as the muscle or something.
I think that would be the best idea.
We haven't seen heel Keith Lee yet. Let's see what I mean. We've seen him in other places, but we haven't seen him in AEW. Let's see if that will rejuvenate his juices and he comes back healthy.
I hope it does.
That's what we want to see. So, yeah, shout out to Swerve, man. He got put through a table, beat down. Mobile Embassy is gone. And the Elite also acknowledged, pleasure doing business with you.
Right.
Willow Nightingale cuts a promo about the championship. Had a little shiner there. But still Willow, still positive. But she was mean tonight. So, let's go. Prince, I don't think I can put that up, what you just said, sir. Just because it looks like something else. How about Wrestle Weekly? Brother Conrad, my guy Derek, AEW's best review. Knicks up 2-0, but Bronson's hurt his foot. OG hurt hamstring. I'm happy we're up 2-0, but I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Definitely.
Take it easy. You guys got it. You know how it goes. All right? You got it.
Right.
Just
let it happen. It'll come back.
Rocky Romero, he got a match against Jay White tonight. This was a good back and forth match. Rocky is always solid, in my opinion, in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he had him on a couple of those backslides, his reverse sliced bread that he hit in the ring.
Yep.
Close, but no cigar. Jay White wins with the Blade Runner. Pat comes out, chases off the Bullet Club Gold.
Wow.
I like it. I really, really like it.
I think this is this is an ongoing feud that you can have with them.
Yeah. I think Pac versus I think Death Triangle, Bullet Club Gold is your big matchup for Double or Nothing for the Trios belts.
Absolutely. Let everybody get to the house and then boom, boom, boom. Let them handle that and then let you step off to the side.
Right. Does someone in the chat say TNA is greater than AEW? Puts my hands together. Chat, get out of the way. Kamehameha. They were saying they were watching 07 TNA.
Right.
Swerve over Brian Cage. I think that was the only comment they had put, too. I forgot who wrote that now. Let me go back up. I forgot who it was who came in here saying that about some TNA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to remember who it was. Credit where credit is due.
Right.
Oh, we missed Jesus. Jesus?
DeLeon.
What's good, Jesus? You better be in here talking still, too. Watching you, buddy. Watching you, guy.
Hey there, guy.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny Beans. That's who it was. Johnny Beans said they were watching TNA. There we go. And look, we got the Knicks salute happening again. Y'all enjoy it now. Enjoy them dubs.
Bro, I would be up early in the morning getting ready for the next team.
Good luck. So after that, we get Chris Jericho and Big Bill versus I heard the name Jabari and someone else. Listen, this match happened so quick it was over in a blink of an eye.
Right.
Basically, Big Bill and Jericho got all their signatures in. Judas Effect for the win. He cuts this grating promo mentioning Calgary first and oops, I'm sorry.
Right.
I felt like it was done on purpose, but we'll see. Maybe Jericho was just covering for himself. But
it sounded like it. It sounded like it.
This was all right. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out. I had another idea. So I know last week he was in the chat. He got mad at my idea about Jericho wearing the pants again. What if Jericho starts dressing like the people he recruits to join the learning tree? So he morphs into them because he's technically leeching off of them. He's playing into the character what it's supposed to be. So when he's with Big Bill, he's backstage wearing just the jeans and the Tims.
Huh.
Just because Jericho wants to be like him, but he's supposed to be teaching them.
Right, right.
It's the substitute teacher who's cool in class. He's faking the funk all the way.
Right. Yeah, that's tough, bro.
It's still one of the worst segments of Dynamite weeks in a row. Derek wasn't too happy either.
Not at all.
Brian Myers used the learning tree in TNA. He did. Hit him with that short arm clothesline, Brian. With who was it? Was it Zicky Dice and all of them in it? Yeah, I remember that. I miss when TNA was up.
Oh man, listen. To have another company and then to add another dynamic to it, it'll be beautiful to see. And if we can get something back like that, oh my God, bro. As much as I don't want to have all these companies, bro.
Yes, you do.
Nah, I don't.
Because when it's gone, you're gonna notice it instantly.
I need a couple, bro.
Bro, you need to have variety.
No, nothing wrong with variety.
No, because then you can have multiple places to get new people from. Here's the issue: when you don't have enough, you'll notice it instantly because it'll just be so and so style.
Right.
Go back to like WWE 03, 04. That's why they were printing carbon copies of like Randy Orton all the time. I was like, what is this, bro?
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Touche.
I don't even want just an AEW. That'll be bad too. We mentioned the learning tree. Hook returns next week. Jericho's like, oh, I have a good time with Hook. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. We got a Samoa Joe video package too, I forgot to mention.
Which is fire.
Yeah, beating down the bag, showing him with the legs crossed. He's focused. He's getting back into the gym. Okay. Show people being badasses doing badass things. I'm okay with that.
That's the key. That is the key. Once you understand that, you are on your way.
That's it, man. That's it. And let's get into the main event. It was for the TNT Championship. No disqualification. It was Adam Copeland versus Brody King. I thought making this no DQ was the right call. I think it improved the matchup greatly. That's why I asked the question earlier. People thought, does AEW rely too heavy on stipulation matches? But sometimes I think they make the right call. When it works, it works.
Right.
I don't have an issue with the stipulations, if that makes sense. I'm always just wondering, Are they relying on it too much? Are people sick of this? Because I'm okay with it, but I don't know if other people are.
I would say a good portion of people probably are sick of it.
I don't know. But then again, wouldn't you rather see a cool match if you're there live or, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to see no boring ass match for no reason.
Right, yeah.
Copeland and Brody King. Brody King got busted open in this. He was wearing the crimson mask. They had a table set up on the outside. Spear off the apron. I don't know why wrestlers do this. I always think they're going to bust their shoulders. Like, bro, when you spear off the apron, if you land downward, only thing that's going to hurt is either your neck. You're going to protect that the most.
Right.
But your shoulders, you're going to hurt yourself, bro.
Big time. Big time.
But maybe they're masters at doing it at this point. I'm just missing out. But spear off the apron through a table, gets back in the ring, hits another spear, big pinfall. The whole outside of the ring was tore up. Beautiful.
Yes.
Brody King decides, you know what? I'm going to jump you after the match because you didn't hurt my face and mess me up. Boom. Starts putting a beat down on him. Kyle O'Reilly comes out. He makes the save. They're going to be in his hometown for Collision. They go backstage. He says, this is where E hit the SmackDown 2 music for me. Doo-doo-doo. I want a shot at that title for the Cope Open. Is that why you helped me? So there's a little tension now between them, and looks like it's happening for a Collision. Adam Copeland, Kyle O'Reilly. I think that match could be a banger. That's going to be a technical style match.
Yeah. I think one person has the advantage, and that's I think that's – oh, my God. Lost my train of thought. But in any case – good match.
No complaints here. Matt Lopez with breaking news, I guess. Speaking of TNA, Josh Alexander is pulling out of his indie dates, dealing with a personal health issue, which means his match with Shelton at Prestige 2 in 2 weeks is off. It's going to be Shelton versus Tom Lawler now.
Okay.
E says, beautiful, bloody match. Blood on the mat. That is true. Cole's been solid. Still miss Punk. Me too. Anywho, then we get like a bunch of promos crammed in really quick here. This is where the Kyle O'Reilly's promo was in the middle of this, but they did do a Mercedes promo versus Willow. They brought up the matches from Double or Nothing. Double or Nothing will be available on Triller TV if you guys want to order that.
Triller?
Feel free. Where are we looking here? So, yeah, this is the poster right now for Double or Nothing. They got some stuff happening. Mercedes is talking about her match with Willow Nightingale for the TBS Championship. That was the first match announced. We also have Swerve defending his AEW World Championship against Christian Cage Sunday, May 26th.
Going to be fire.
MGM Grand in Viva Las Vegas. We also have Roderick Strong. Don't forget, Will Ospreay won a number one contendership gauntlet. To get this.
That's true.
This match is going to be another. So far, I don't really see anything that doesn't look like it's going to like not be a banger here.
Right. Yeah, the list of matches looks like they're going to deliver on both sides.
Yeah. Tony Storm, Serena Deeb for the women's title. And then, like I said, an announcement. This is where the Elite come out, where BJ had mentioned he didn't like where they placed this segment. FTR then comes out. Basically, the Elite talk that mess about Tony Khan and Kenny Omega. Out come FTR, and they have their two partners who come out. Eddie Kingston, Bryan Danielson.
Ooh, man. That match is going to be brutal.
And I thought their partners were going to be someone from a different city. NFC North Territory, Motor City. But they didn't go that route. I was like, okay. Interesting. So, and I'm fine with that, but I still think Motor City Machine Guns are going to end up in AEW.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're going to do some type of, I feel like we have to get some type of casino battle royale here.
You have to. I think it's only fitting.
Right?
For the situation, I think that's what you need to have. I mean, you could do other stuff too, but I think that caliber of match has to have that.
For sure, for sure. T says he's got He's going to have a heavy heart if the Knicks and Rangers go all the way. I don't think you have to worry about that, at least for basketball, I can tell you. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think they win here, but I think that this is where you see that the Knicks need one more player.
One.
Double or nothing looks good, E says. Might order it depending on the build. For sure. Are there any House of Black guys going to get a singles title? All three deserve a singles title run. T-Ferg. This is what me and Derek were talking about. It sounds good, but I don't know if Tony trusts them. Because if they all want to leave, why push them?
Right, yeah. That's a big that's a big situation that you're putting yourself into, and I don't think that's really good.
I mean, it's a waste of time for people that you may who want to stay there.
Right, yeah. Like if you're really making the claims of wanting to go back, or the around the rumor mill is what you want to do. Why would I give you the title, or you know, the tag team titles? Why would I give you that?
And that rumor's been floating, but does that mean that that's true? I don't know.
You know what? I think it's been floating for a while.
Right? There's people who have significant others that are in House of Black in the other company. So right. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But if Tony was smart, block whatever move that they're trying to do next. Doesn't matter. Just block it.
And if you're Brody King, he's the one who does have a significant other and he's in the House of Black. E just brought it up. My friend says Brody's got 90s All Japan top Gaijin vibes. He's kind of the one that I feel like they booked the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the bigger question is consistency with usage.
Right. Matt brought up the same thing I said. Brian and Kinks on the same team should be fun. Remember Eddie all bloody with the gas can? They definitely got to play that spot back again.
Oh, man. Yo, that.
Yo, Danielson's in there too, bro. What are you doing? What are you doing? Came out there looking like Trevor from GTA. Kinks was wilding out. Prince Rockstar said, Motor City. Yes, Matt. I got the GTS out shirt of Eddie with the gas can. I'm hearing Giannis is going to sign with the Knicks. If it's my call, get Kevin Durant.
Oh, bogus.
Sting from the police said, if you love somebody, let them free. All E-drones, AEW going to be gone by 2026. Nah, fam. Got to wait and see what's that TV rights deal looking like.
Right. If you can get that under control and lock it up and just keep blocking as best as possible.
Rumor is NBA went to Amazon, and then ESPN's got the second tier of NBA programming. The third tier is either going to be TNT or NBC Universal.
I personally would go with the...
I kind of want Shaq and them to stay together on TNT, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, keep the TNT going, because... Not having them on the set is kind of
weird.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with it, man. Keep your eyes out for the NBA rights, because it is going to affect AEW television programming.
Yes, man.
Deanna said, which doesn't bother me because I don't watch basketball. You should start, Deanna. Find a team. Tony Khan got to wear that macho cosplay again for good luck. Imagine him out there with the Slim Jim outfit on. How you doing? How's it going?
Yo, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. I saw that the other day. I actually like it.
Ooh, yeah.
I like it.
WBD bleeding Monet. They are. They gotta watch them pockets right now.
Right.
Don't forget, Collision is on TBS, not TNT. Collision, TBS, and you got 3 hours this week for the block. So make sure you guys are there. Derek, thumbs up or thumbs down for tonight's show, or what do you want to say? I'm going to give it the slight thumbs up.
Yeah. Give it off kilter. Give it an off kilter thumbs up.
I know some people thought it was going to be bad. I thought it exceeded expectations. I thought they did well enough in every segment to where I really don't have too many complaints. Minor gripes, minor complaints. Y'all better not bring up Rex Ryan in that 3-4 ever again. Ruined us.
Oh,
ruined us. God, man. And I don't want to hear about Rob Ryan either. You can go back to the Saints. Where's Obi-Wan when you need him? Right. Original Biggie, where you at, bro? Let's talk real quick. This AEW Fight Forever, though. We got our new DLC pack that came out today consisting of Samoa Joe. Here's him getting ready to bust hook down on the mat. I thought this looked really good. We also have Samoa Joe taking it to Swerve here, putting Swerve down. DLC looks pretty good. So the Joe stuff is released. There's also a free pack, Elite Beats and Stadium Stampede Edition. I think the Elite Beats, they added some new music in. Stadium Stampede has like some field goal new mini game, and I think they added in like duos and trios and quads and stuff like that. I don't know who's playing for that, but maybe it'll bolster some people to play. Listen, I want people to hear me and understand me when I say this. If you do not support Fight Forever, you may not get another game for a minute.
Right.
You see, Microsoft is closing all these studios, folks.
Right.
Stuff is not going well in the gaming industry. There's too much money on the line.
Yes.
That's why all these companies are joining up.
Yes. If you just follow the criteria that was given to you, everything would be perfect.
Let me see here. It was okay-ish. I expected worse, Deanna says. E said 9 out of 10. Love this episode. Still no new match types. I've thrown in the towel on match types. It's obvious Yuke's doesn't want to give them to us because God knows what they're doing.
I feel like they want to, but I think...
Nah. I feel like this is... I don't know. I don't want to get mean. I feel like this is a holdout for more money.
It probably is. Don't get me wrong. It probably is.
If you cared about your reputation, Derek, you would have at least fixed the game. Or if people were like, yeah, I want the matches to be longer.
Right.
Then adjust your sliders that are behind there for the devs.
That's it. You know, like just like you could with any other sport, just change the adjusters. Like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, E says, I know it's bare bones as heck, but this is the game I've been waiting for 20 years. I ain't need the mini games or stampedes, though. Give us that backstage. I agree. Jesus says, better than last week's show. Embracer Group having troubles and firing people, and THQ Nordic is part of it. They want to wait to make a second game. Yeah, but listen, they're not going to make a second game until the media rights deal gets done.
Right.
Depending on how much money they get will determine how much they can spend on another game. So you're going to need all that. Yeah. So there's an expansion to the mode here. If you guys are familiar with Stadium Stampede, this is what it looks like. I'm with E. Like, I would love for this to just be a backstage area where you could just fight and wrestle in, but unfortunately it's just used for the Stadium Stampede stuff. Also in this DLC pack for Season 4, you're going to get Adam Copeland. Better picture of him here with Christian. Got Christian bleeding out.
Bleeding like a stuck Irish pig.
And here's Switchblade Jay White, King Switch.
Bang, bang, gang.
Yeah, so these guys are in the game. You can get them. And as a little bonus surprise, a lot of people may not know this, they added in some community folks. Macho T, CM Pulse, Tony Pizza Guy, Dank Ops, and John Blood from Deadlock. So they added a lot of those guys in from the community. Cool.
Yeah. Gives the game more depth with wrestlers.
Right?
Even though we know that, like, what? The majority of them aren't really wrestlers, or half of them.
Well, Dank Ops wrestles. I think I know Pulse trained to be a wrestler too. I don't think Macho T, Pizza Guy, or John Blood did though. But yeah. John Blood also owns like Deadlock Talk with them as well. So,
oh, yeah,
they're owners of a indie promotion. So good for them. DPW is kind of dope. If you've ever watched them on YouTube, free promotion for you guys there. You know, don't say I don't do anything for the big guys. It's not bad. $20 bucks, I think, for the season pass. And then you get a free DLC with it. Not bad. I'm going back to the comments here. E says Fight Forever has no health regen. All the Aki games of Fire Pro had that. And so does Melon Bread's PC mod. Like, call Melon Bread up, though, and let him help you. I'm sure he would do it for free. I want to take Kenny and run around the stadium giggling under the lighting. Community wrestlers, you mean created wrestlers? I'm saying what they called them, Terrell.
Yeah.
That's because that's what they're going to be under when people look for it. E says 20 bones for a season pass plus 3 DLC wrestlers, 2 venues, 30 moves, 2 tees, lots of patterns to customize. Yes. DPW is awesome, Matt says. Deadlock, New Legacy Boys. WWE 2K24, my go-to. We'll see, man. I don't know. They had me kind of pissed this week a little bit. Like, Sandman coming out, and he's coming through the stage. Bro, Sandman's not some technical wizard, bro. I don't care what he does in the ring. Sandman's all entrance. He's got to come through the crowd. Why didn't the Dudley Boys have the pyro at the beginning of their entrance?
Right.
Where's Bubba Ray's wrist tape? I noticed this shit, man. This shit pisses me off. Where's his wrist tape? They were messing up, too. I better not see. Imagine Punk with no wrist tape. I'm going to have a damn cow on this stream. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. So, yeah, it just depends on what you're into, man. Like I always tell people, you're either a Brett guy or a Shawn guy. You're an Elite guy or a Punk guy.
Right.
And with the world of wrestling video games, you're either an Aki guy or a Here Comes the Pain guy. And I'm an Aki guy, so
yeah, there you go.
I will stick with this. Where's Dudleyville Stacy? No clue, bro. No clue.
Oh.
Yeah, Pyro's misses. Sandman with no Enter Sandman. Yo, I feel like Enter Sandman might cost some bread, bro. I don't know what. These dudes took down Napster, bro. Like, they ain't playing about that. They had letters sent to your house
when
you was on Bear Share and LimeWire. They ain't playing, bro.
Strike one.
Strike one. Caught you by surprise. the Dudley theme is wrong for that era, too, 2001. I don't mind that Dudley theme. I like that one actually a little bit better, but that's just me. That's a personal preference. And yeah, this is an ECW pack, but you're giving us like all versions but the ECW versions of the people. Just saying. He said, give me saliva. They ain't trying to pay that E.
No, God.
They were like, give me that instrumental. Ruckus did a better job with Cope theme than Exit Sandman Garbo. Y'all boys wildin'. Saliva, oh heck yeah. They ain't getting that, bro. They don't want to pay money for nothing.
Not at all.
Not nada.
If they don't have to, why bother?
Why not? Why not? But, yeah. I mean, we got the DLC. We'll have it all by July. I think July 10th we should have everything. I'm still supporting Fight Forever. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have given up on this game. I still got hope. I want them to know, make another game. I'm with you still. I like the engine. Things may not be perfect, but that's what I want to see from them.
But you know what, though? Sometimes you don't need that same kind of engine to make things work.
They just wanted to own it so that they had rights to it. Now if someone doesn't have to create something, it's there for you. Here.
I guess.
It. Like I said, what's wrong with the base of what they've created? Okay, tweak it. Change it.
I'd have to sit on it for a little bit.
You hate Indy. They better do Funk and Punk right. I'm telling you, it's going to be Funk from ECW with the long tights or the WCW version of Funk, and Punk's going to be modern day. That's my prediction. The new metal WWE, where's Skillet and what's the Skillet and Poppy trash? I got season 4 ASAP. Gata, Brian Lee produced from No Mercy, Def Jam Vendetta. Chainsaw Charlie coming out. Chill. Mercedes and Willow better be scanned for Fight Forever. I don't know. I think the next pack's going to be Okada, Mercedes, and Ospreay would be my guess.
That's a good guess, though.
That's just me.
Good guess.
And then imagine the roster that this game will have. You got Punk, Cody, Ospreay, Okada, Kingston. Like, just think of all the names that'll be in there. Add Yuta, Garcia, and them. Oh, my goodness.
On and on.
Dude, this could be great. You're just missing the match types and stuff. This is what I'm saying. If they got up and cared, we would be good.
Yeah.
We'd be eating.
It's unfortunate that they're not taking that in account, and they should. Because that in these times.
Hard times, Daddy.
Right. In these times, hard times. Graphics are a huge thing.
I don't care about the graphics. I just want you to update the game. That's it.
Yeah, I get it, bro. But a lot of people are junkies for that, though.
You could put in tag team ladder matches.
I mean, you could have put it in the first one.
You didn't put in the Road to the Elite matches that you got in the game for the story mode, but not this. Like, this is what I'm talking about, bro. I beg of the Ukes, please try harder. I know that I don't want to say that they're being lazy. I don't I just don't know if they're working on the game like they could be, is my question. I'm like, yo, I know you didn't spend all this time, and there's no communication. This is my goddamn problem. Communicate with everyone. What up, clown? Communicate with your people. Talk with us. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to put an end in this with the video game stuff. I got Fight Forever. I got some Samoa Joe DLC to mess with. You guys remind me next week. I'll let you know how it went. With that being said, for me, the man they call Derek, tell AEW Fight Forever to put in them damn Collision and Ring of Honor logos for us so I can create some stuff.
Yes.
Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. We appreciate all of y'all. Join us next week for another Dynamite review and Monday for Clash of the Podcast at 6:05. Be there with me and Sean Hubbard as we talk pro wrestling. For myself, the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode.